I don't know, like, she's out there.
Yeah. You're the Florida version of Sex in the City, JD.
That's when I was smoking my cigar.
Don't be an asshole today.
Join the Whiskey Rock Lounge already in progress.
Did you spontaneously decide to go there, or did you know you were going to do this when Emily planned to go to London?
Yeah, so we had talked a lot while she was away. Every time that she's away, we try to like tack something on and kind of do a little holiday afterwards. So we knew we were going to do Scotland this year as well. But it just made me fly into London, and I really wanted to be honest, I really want to see a bar of shapes for a name. So I built my entire time in London around being able to go and experience that and hang out with those folks. So we knew that. And then the next day we hopped on a train and went straight to Edinburgh. So,
wow.
Yep. So the next morning, and then we spent the entire rest of the time in Scotland. We did Edinburgh, Oban, which is just a gorgeous little port town. Then we went up to Isle of Skye and spent, I think, 4 days on the Isle of Skye in Portree. And then came back and spent 2 days in Glasgow. So just
slipped an engagement in there. Like
that, and just kind of, just kind of eased one of those unsuspectingly into the old vacation. So, yes,
you are the ideal boyfriend, now fiance.
Yes,
thank you.
Points for romance.
I follow the Savoy on Instagram.
Yes.
And, were you there when they had their Christmas decorations up?
I was not.
Okay, so they must have just done it.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, my God. Champagne, yes. Christmas is their theme.
Yeah. Oh, so that's so cool.
And that like perfect champagne color. And, yes. You know, they do everything like to the nines. And I love that place, man. They have it like a television show, like a reality show behind the scenes.
What?
Yeah. So I haven't seen that. We and Gemma watched the first two seasons and it went right up to the pandemic.
That's cool.
But yeah, it's such an incredibly persnickety run place, you know, with their gloves and the way they, yes, treat everybody and all that. Wow, man.
they just understand just that whole like hospitality and guest experience to the nines. It's just amazing.
Without a doubt. And they adapted, you know, so well, mm-hmm, too, with the COVID thing. They put like their bar outside for a while.
Okay.
And yeah, like I was just like, oh my God, that had to have been a lot of work too, and a, yes, lot of their dining experience was outside. But yeah, I haven't been into the city, and I don't even know how long. Like I refuse.
I want to come there. I'm definitely, I'm renewing my passport. But
yes,
idiot, I let it lapse. Good. So do you have a matrimonial drink for us today, or
no? I'm gonna hold that one off. That's in the works, but that'll come out at a specific date, and then it will be shared. But no, actually, one of the things that just blew me away while I was there was, so you go to Kentucky and Tennessee, and you see your bourbons, and every bar that you go in has some bourbon. We've got absolutely nothing on how the Scotch handle their single malt. It was unbelievable. Every single bar that you went into, no matter what, had a whiskey list that would drop your jaw to the floor. Of 30 to 80, you know, they just called them whiskeys.
Yeah.
But they were
no
all
E, with no E.
Nope. They made that point a
no
couple
e.
times.
Okay.
And you know, you can call them Scotch, but they'll kindly let you know that there's only whiskey here.
exactly. Yeah.
And just I had been trying through Scotch through the beginning of this year and all of this, and it was the perfect time, and just refell in love with it, just being able to try everything there, and just their commitment to the product is unbelievable. I was hanging out with a friend, with a group, and one of our friends from Portugal, we were ordering whiskeys off of this list at a place in Portree, and on the back section there were three Japanese whiskeys, and my friend ordered a nice Japanese whiskey, and he orders it, and the bartender just very calmly and politely said, okay, yeah, that's a Japanese whiskey, and then just waited. And waited, and we had to explain to our friend that they're not going to let you order that. You're going to have another whiskey. And the bartender, just cheerful as can be, just kind of smiled and said, "Yep, You can order something else. It was very fun, very, very cool. And just their commitment to what they produce and their own pride in the product is just, you know, it's one of those things that gets you excited.
I feel like it's because they have so much fresh water there. Mm-hmm. Like when I went to Glengoyne up in Glasgow, you know, they're built around this stream where they get the water, the never-ending source of this amazing water, you know. Yes. And I feel like that's, you know, kind of the foundation. Mm-hmm. And they're so lucky to have so many of the, like you said, waterfalls and pools. Yep. And all that. So
everything. Yeah. And it was just fantastic, you know. Even everywhere that we went, the thing that just stood out is, you know, especially up in the Highlands, kind of where we were there in November, and we actually got very good weather and a lot of sun, which was apparently surprising, but just wet. Everything was wet.
Always.
The ground, you take a step and it just oozes water, and it looks so gorgeous and pretty and green, and like green while it was going on red at that point, but just unbelievable and just wet. And it makes sense. They've got water everywhere.
Yeah.
It was just beautiful country with amazing people and really, 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 really good whiskey. So, which is what I'm drinking now. I'm drinking the Oban 14. Got to tour the Oban Distillery. Amazing, amazing, still small production. A name known around the world, Oban, but they've got two stills, which is the minimum number you can have and make an actual sellable product. So they run it through one, then rerun it through the other, and that's it. And that's all, every single bottle of Oban comes out of that one still process. And it's
wow.
The same, it's the same style and same still that they've had since they opened. Now, again, it's been repaired so many times that not a single bit of it is original, but it's the exact same shape, exact same style, and all of that.
Cool.
Yes. So got to try their products and just, you know, really enjoyed the Oban, just a beautiful little port town that, again, friendly people and just unbelievable in the morning. So had a great time and loved the whiskey. One thing I hated, you cannot get a good cup of coffee over there for the life. I mean, cannot. Coffee doesn't exist. And, you know, I got excited. I saw a bunch of, you know, independent coffee roasters. And I was like, okay, cool. And it was all espresso still, which is great. But was dying for a cup of coffee. And it was actually those two things, along with building the new menu at Eight and Sand, which is kind of where I got the cocktail that we're doing tonight.
Okay, cool.
Because I wanted to kind of slam that new, I mean, I already enjoyed it, but really falling in love and being able to truly understand and appreciate Scotch. But also harken back to the fact that the one thing I missed so badly about being home was just a good cup of pour over coffee.
yeah.
So I'm drinking the standard Oban 14 right now, but as we roll into it, I did a little bit of modification, not that there was anything wrong with it, but just because I had to. So I actually did some using a local coffee roaster, Dr. Bean's Coffee Roasters here in Memphis. Right. The gentleman is a medical doctor and his last name is actually Bean. So that's not a marketing scheme. He is literally Dr. Bean, and then decided he wanted to get into coffee roasting. Just fantastic. And I love their shop. They're down in South Maine, same district that I live in. So I just did their Liquid Legacy, which is just one of their kind of default brews. And I did 50 grams of Liquid Legacy to 300 milliliters of Oban 14. I let it sit for 20 minutes and then just poured it straight through my pour over. Just kind of get some really flash, like heavy infusion without getting a lot of those tannins and everything like you would if you're doing a cold brew. And my inspiration for this is going to be a drink called a Rob Roy, which is one of the handful of Scotch cocktails. It's effectively a Scotch Manhattan. I had a guest
because
the other
Rob
day.
Roy is like the big Scotsman, isn't he?
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Wow.
So the Scotch-based Manhattan is named after him. And I was working on Saturday night, and a gentleman at the bar just started ordering Scotch cocktails. So he ordered like Rob Roy's. He ordered the Godfather, which is effectively Scotch and Amaretto. And he ordered a Blood and Sand. And we kind of went through, and I was like, wow, we're talking about a bunch of Scotch cocktails, and I'm really, really passionate about Scotch right now, and had an amazing experience. And during that same time, we were putting on a new coffee drink on the menu. So I was like, I've gotta make this happen. So I'm going to take the coffee infused Oban 14, which is cool. And I'm sure sacrilege to a bunch of people at the same time. Because the Oban 14 doesn't need anything done to it. It's had 14 years to become perfect. And here I am thinking I can modify it. But we're going to do 2 ounces of the Oban 14. I'm going to do 3/4 of an ounce of sweet vermouth or red vermouth.
Okay.
I just used Dolan. I think it's fine for this. You get so much flavor from the coffee and the scotch that you really don't need something like a Carpano or quinine kind of base vermouth. You just want something that kind of evens it out. That's going to add plenty of sweetness as well. And then just Angostura bitters. So that lovely.
Really? Okay.
In secret, just 2 dashes of that, just to kind of tie everything together. I'm going to go ahead, take your stirring vessel, throw in some ice, and give that a wee stir.
I can't believe you just put Angostura bitters with something that has coffee.
Yes. So Angostura is going to add a little bit of.
Like something I would do. Go ahead.
Yeah. It has that baking spice and everything. You know, a lot of times if I'm doing like a fall espresso martini, I will throw some Ango in there. It adds a little bit of that fall spice.
Okay.
And then I will have to grab the glass. One moment.
That is important for a drink. Glass.
You right should glass. Not drink it directly out of the
I've glass. Got the choice of like two. Like
right.
I just do not have like a glasses cupboard, you know. Everything is cans or bottles. I feel terrible. We're so bad about single use cans and bottles, but I just have my few whiskey glasses and a couple
of
glasses that I got from the pub when we were closing, like, you know, tall glasses. That's it. No choice. I don't have martini glasses. I don't have wine glasses.
No. I have those. I have martini wine. Like a cocktail kind of a drink. I don't have a lot of whiskey glass choices.
But you got the one with the bullet, and that's all that matters.
Yes, I have a set of two.
Oh, look at that. It's beautiful.
Wow. Oh, that looks really good.
Oh, my God. I would die to taste that right now.
Ooh, that looks so good.
And it does. It has the real, that real kind of like nice honey smell from the scotch that you would normally get, and then it does have that nice just very very like light coffee smell, again without infusing it overnight or doing anything crazy to it, just kind of doing your normal pour over. You're going to get a lot of those like lighter fruity notes from it, as opposed to some of those heavy like cold brew kind of dense notes.
I'm amazed that this is like a coffee based drink, like there's coffee in there.
Yeah
Like I can't even imagine how that tastes. Oh, okay.
Ah, he's garnishing.
Did you drop coffee beans in there?
Of course I did.
Nice. Of course you did.
Yes.
Oh my God. Perfect.
So the other thing about this trip is we went in November, which was gorgeous. But fun fact that you know it's north, and you know that you're very far north. Scotland is further north than any major North American city, period.
Yeah.
So even in like Edinburgh, we were north of most of the major Canadian cities. You're pretty much north of everything except for Juneau, Alaska.
Yeah.
So we only got about 5.5 hours of sunlight every day.
Right.
So we would wake up at, you know, 8 a.m. and the sun would just be coming out, and then the sun was down by like 4 p.m. It got dark extremely quick. So with that one, I jokingly, since I don't think I ever actually saw one, I'm going to call this my Highland sunrise.
That's perfect.
I like that.
That's perfect. Yeah.
Yes, I saw many a sunset, but not a sunrise. And that is, that is good.
That is awesome.
That's a good one, man. I have got to get those little things like Angostura bitters and vermouth. Mm-hmm. You know, those are just the things I don't have stocked in my house. I just forget every time. And then I'm going to make a drink and it's just like two things because I don't have anything else.
Absolutely.
My parents are coming and I want to make a couple of drinks for my mother to experiment on a few things for her. So I gotta get my shit together. And I gotta figure out where I can get the bitters and all that.
Yeah, right now the only thing I have to mix with is ice. I have some bitters, but I don't really know what to do with them. I should know by now because you've shown up so many times. But I tend to put things, much like when I cook or I try to cook, I put things that don't go together, and it's never usually successful. So I stick to ice.
Well, I would say since most of what you drink is whiskey or kind of rum based, Mm-hmm. You can put Angostura in all of that. Ango is a fair game. If it's dark, you can throw Ango in it. You probably won't mess it up.
So is this going on the menu at where you work?
Probably here shortly. So we're building a whole new concept. So we're gonna have a weekday and a weeknight menu. Or I'm sorry, a week menu and then a weekend menu. Keep saying day and night, but it's always night. So for a weekday menu, we're gonna have a much broader just menu. So we're thinking trying to get up to 50 some cocktails on that menu. Because weekdays with the hotel and everything, we get a lot of return guests. We get a lot of people who want to come in and hang out, you know, kind of do their post-work or post-travel and settle in before dinner or settle in after dinner as they get ready for bed. So that's something that we think we can really kind of flex those kind of more dramatic and intensive drinks. And then during the weekend, much more curated, kind of reduce the amount of time people have to think about what they're going to order. So a couple classics, a couple populars, and then, you know, two house drinks and rotate those out. So I could see this or a modification of this definitely making the week menu. Something like that. Yes.
Especially it could be nice brunch. It could be a nice brunch drink
because it definitely could be.
Yeah.
Oh, I could wake up and drink one of these for sure.
It looks so good.
About most cold brews. I'm like, why don't people put this in their coffee all the time?
Yeah, I don't know.
How it's already coffee in it, you know? It's not gonna, it's just gonna, like, it just gives you that the hit without the burn.
Yep.
So to speak. Oh my god. Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I didn't have things to do during the day, like, I could definitely be a day drunk.
Oh, sure.
Like, I could make a career out of being a day drinking drunk, you know?
I just need to figure out how to get paid enough to do that, and I'm there.
Right. I think, like, just like there's restaurant reviewers, that there should be cocktail bar reviewers.
Right, right.
You know, and I don't mean just like a blog. I mean like a newspaper column. You know what I mean? Like, serious business. Like, I totally, especially weekend edition newspapers need that. Mm-hmm. You know, more than anything. So I feel like I could make money off of drinking during the day.
I see a road trip for the Whiskey Rock Lounge crew.
There it is.
The bus.
Wouldn't that
bus
be
with a bar on it. Yeah. How about a bus with an onboard bar, and we could pick up Tyler along the way.
Yeah, Tyler used all the fancy words about, like, you know, what's infused and, you know, what sits on the palate and what the mouth feels.
Distillate.
And we'll just be like, this tastes good.
Well, before, when we were getting our times together, and I wanted to know if Tyler wanted to do it tomorrow instead. And then I go, but he infused already. He infused. We have to do it tonight. This is very important. We continue on the plan. He's already infused something.
I know my coffee was my coffee and cream was splitting after I dropped the ice cube. And as I was waiting, I'm like, this is looking like shit. That's disgusting, but I'm going to drink it.
There was no turning back. Once I heard he infused, that was it.
Yes.
That's funny. Oh, wow. I'm so glad that you had a good time. And, you know, again, congratulations on.
Thank you.
That's fantastic. And I'm really sorry that we didn't hook up or I wasn't even able to connect with Ems while she was here. I hope that she loved Kent as much as I do.
Oh, she had a blast. And one more thing that I need to put out there publicly. She drove the entire time.
Oh,
she was a champion.
Yeah,
she learned to drive in Kent where they had hedges and everything, and she drove the whole way, and she finally was like, "Are you gonna drive?" And I was like, this has been kind of nice, but okay. And I drove and we're on the Isle of Skye, and I about had a panic attack and was like, I'm not doing that anymore. You've been great. Whatever you said about your driving, I take back immediately.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel.
You guys are really like the ultimate power couple. Like, you do it all, you know? You're fearless. Fearless.
I avoid, like, you know, any kind of driving. And the funny thing is, like, so my wife left as you were getting in. She was leaving for Australia, and she's she won't be back until like the first, almost the second week of January. Mm-hmm. And So she goes, no, remember, you have to start my car. And I was like, she was like, Denise, sit in it, start it, turn it off. That's all I'm at. I'm not asking you to move it. Don't drive it. Don't put it in a gear. Just start it. And I'm like, but there's all these pedals. Cause I don't like, oh, well, put the clutch in and then start. I'm like, oh, see, now there's see? Things I got. Like,
so which one of the 4, 5, 6 pedals down there is the clutch?
I've never driven a stick in my life. So I asked my friend to come over and start it.
So when you guys come here, does she drive? Can she drive here on the other side of the car?
No, our rule is while in this country, she drives, while in my country, I drive. So
that's fair.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. Cause I want to, like, the only way that I remember like how to drive and not really forget, you know, like I get that it's like riding a bike and all that, but I just play Grand Theft Auto. I play Grand Theft Auto and drive all over fake Los Angeles until I'm tired of it. I don't do anything. I don't rob any banks. I don't beat up any hookers. I just drive. So that's pretty much how I can keep my skills, you know. So it's honestly, I and like you said, how everything is wet. Like we've had that kind of week here in England where it hasn't been like big fat thundering rainstorms and raindrops coming from the sky, but you step outside and you're like, it's like the air is wet, you know, like you could just move the rain, fog, mist,
London fog, right? That's the London
fog. Kind of. It's not like thick enough for you to look at it and say, oh my god, it's so foggy, but you just feel that like wetness in the air, and nothing dries, you know, like my pen has been wet for 3 days but it hasn't rained. So it's just like super, super strange, and it's wreaking havoc on my hair. I can't cook it. I have like my spray stuff next to the computer, and I was like, fuck it, I'm putting a hat on. Like, I can't. Like, it's like the frizz is nonstop. It's just nuts, man. It's just this weird weather. It's like either rain or don't rain, snow or don't snow, but don't mess with me like this, you know, because everything is slick. Like I walked to the store the other day and I like had to walk on leaves that were on the sidewalk. And I'm like, this is going to be tragic. If I go down, this is going to be tragic. But everything is just slick. And, you know, it's like, I'm just waiting for a day of sun. So all my solar lights in the garden, like I've done my holiday decoration and I'm waiting, you know, waiting for the sun so I can see how I did. So everything lights up, but it's, November is that just a weird time over here. Like it's very weather-wise, it's super strange. And this is like the first, my parents are coming the end of December and I'm like, holy crap, I don't think they know what they're getting into. Cause they usually come in October and like leave in November, or they come just around like Thanksgiving and then they're out. But I think it's gonna be like a little bit colder this time around. So I hope they can handle it.
Thank you so much for that amazing drink, Tyler, and for being on the show.
And
congratulations to you and Emily.
We're so happy. I text your mom right away. Text your mom congratulations right away. She was so thrilled.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it's just amazing. You guys are very lucky, and I'm so glad that you got, you know, JD's romantic Hollywood moment.
Yes, somebody's living that. Somebody needs to do that for me.
Proposal by the waterfall on the Isle of Stars.
Doesn't get any more Hallmarky romantic than that.
Well done.
All right.
Thanks, Tyler.
Good night, you guys. Thank you. Thanks for having me. All right, cheers. Take care. Bye.
Bye.
We drank way too much whiskey.
Like, never stop chasing your dreams.